Social. The state plans to open an enhanced single register for all persons who are eligible for government social assistance. To achieve this, the Department for Social Protection and Senior Citizens will recruit a total of 312 enumerators and another 32 enumerator supervisors to undertake the enlisting exercise expected to last for 21 days. For one to qualify for the position of an enumerator, he or she must, among others, have attained a mean grade of C in Form 4 level of education and possess computer literacy skills. For enumerator supervisors, one must have attained a C plain in her form for 4 KCSE examinations, be computer literate and have a command of the local language of the locality he or she expected to serve. Applications for the two openings closed on August 26. Nyeri County Director of Children's Services Kungim Waniki said they were waiting for directions from the headquarters before the process of recruiting the new casual officers could commence. The preparation of an enhanced single register is a World Bank-funded program whose objective is to enable the government to have a common data bank for all persons who qualify for social protection owing to their individual special needs. We are targeting to bring on board all persons with severe disabilities, PWSDs, orphans and vulnerable children, OVC, and older persons, OPCORT, under one register where we can access the details at the click of a button, Mwaniki has told KNA. Currently, there are at least 22,000 persons enlisted under the Anua Jamii program, according to data from the Office of the Social Protection and Citizens Services released in July this year. A total of 17,000 of the beneficiaries are registered under the OPCORT, 4,000 are under the OVC, while 1,300 are PWSDs. Last month, the State Department for Social Protection and Senior Citizens Affairs PS Joseph Motari announced SHUSH 3, 215,992,000 had been disbursed to 1,607,996 beneficiaries, up from 1,037,773 in May last year. A total of 570,263 new beneficiaries have been boarded into the program following President Dr. William Ruto's directive to upscale the program to SHUSH 2.5 million beneficiaries. Meanwhile, a total of SHUSH 4 million has been disbursed to 330 secondary school students under the Presidential Secondary Bursaries Program. Each constituency has received SHUSH 679,000 under the program, which will cater for the education of the students from very vulnerable families. A total of 16,000 children are also receiving SHUSH 2,000 monthly stipends under the OVC program. Mwaniki said the government is currently assisting a total of 4,000 households under the Anua Jamii program, with this figure expected to increase in coming days. We are calling upon those who qualified for funding following ongoing registration through the Consolidated Cash Transfer Program Management Information System, CCTPMIS. Exercise to open bank accounts where they will be receiving their monthly stipends. We have a total of 6 banks where eligible beneficiaries can choose, which include Equity Bank, Post Bank, National Bank, Kenya Women Finance Trust and Cooperative Bank of Kenya, he has stated. Under the CCTPMIS system, OVCs and PWSDs receive their monthly stipends through their M-Pesa accounts, unlike in the past where such monies were sent through individual bank accounts. However, beneficiaries under the OPCORT program will continue to receive their money through their respective bank accounts. Kungu said the payments would assist families taking care of orphans and vulnerable children ahead as schools resume after a brief midterm break. We shall continue paying money to orphans and vulnerable children and persons with disabilities through their M-Pesa mobile accounts. Those accounts are tailor-made to ensure such funds cannot be deducted through the Fuliza overdraft system. These accounts are also secure and safe, as the beneficiaries can access their money at the place of their convenience and avoid losing prey to fraudsters and rogue relatives, added Mwaniki. The state began dispersing funds for the Anua Jamii cash transfer program on a monthly basis last year to address perennial backlogs that had turned out to be a nightmare for the intended beneficiaries. The move came at a time when beneficiaries of the social safety net had been forced to wait for months before receiving the dues. For one to access the SHUSH 2000 monthly stipends, he or she must have been registered through the CCTPMIS. In addition, one must be in possession of an Anua Jamii payment card, national identity card and a caregiver national card every time he or she wants to make a withdrawal. Dr. Ruto promised that his administration would be diligent in ensuring there is timely disbursement of the funds to enable the most vulnerable in life to enhance their quality of life. The OPCT, PWSD Court and CTOVC program was established in September 2013 to uplift the lives of the most vulnerable members in the society and bid to enable them to meet their most basic needs. The National Safety Net Program, NSNP, covers a total of 1.2 million households in the three cash transfer programs.